Morning. We're going to be in Psalms 106. Once again, before we get there, ever since Dave, and I think I knew this a while back, but again, we forget things in life as we study, that the Gospel of John was written in the last 7 years of Jesus Christ's life. And this is just a side note, as Jason was teaching, I thought, there's something in them 7 years that means something. And I can't wrap my head around it. I keep pondering on it. When I read Scripture, I try to find some kind of parallelism with that. As he was speaking this morning, I wrote down in the Gospel of John, you know, in the Bible, it's the end from the beginning and the beginning from the end, correct? Well, the very first chapter of John, it talks about Christ. He was before, and he'll be after. In the very last part of Revelation, Christ is the King of Kings. 21:22, he's the King of Kings. The second chapter of John, if I ain't mistaken, I didn't go look at it, but it's, the first miracle was what? The marriage. You go back in chapter 19 as we're going backwards in this thing, the beginning from the end and the end from the beginning. What do we have in chapter 19, verse number 7? The marriage supper of the Lamb. I just want to praise the Lord because that's as far as I got sitting in that pew right there, but I want to praise the Lord for it because there's something there. I might figure it out if the Lord gives it to me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If you have your Bibles, we please stand to Psalm 106. We'll read 15 verses. Psalm 106, praise ye the Lord, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he's good, for his mercies endureth forever. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can shew forth all his praise? Blessed are they that keep judgment, and he that doeth righteousness at all times. Remember me, O Lord, with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. O visit me with thy salvation, that I may see the good of thy chosen, that I may rejoice in the gladness of thy nation, that I may glory with thy own inheritance. We have sinned with our fathers. We have committed iniquity. We have done wickedly. Our fathers understood not thy wonders in Egypt. They remember not the multitude of thy mercies, but provoked him at the sea, even at the Red Sea. Nevertheless, he saved them for his name's sake, that he might make his mighty power to be known. He rebuked the Red Sea also, and it was dried up. So he led them through the depths as through the wilderness. And he saved them from the hand of him that hated him, and redeemed them that hand of the enemy. And the waters covered their enemies, there was not one of them left. Then believed they his words, they sang his praise. They soon forgot his works, they waited not for his counsel, but lusted exceedingly in the wilderness, and tempted God in the desert. And he gave them their request, but sent leanness into their soul. I repeat, and he gave them their request, but sent leanness into their soul. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you so much for the Word of God. Thank you so much, Lord, for Jesus Christ who died on the cross for us, Lord, that we could be standing here today, Lord God, seeking and preaching the gospel, Lord. We ask you to bless each and every one that's came out this morning, the ones that's listening by radio, and the ones that's in the cars, Lord. We love you. Anoint my mind, my heart, and my lips. Save the soul nearest hell. In Christ Jesus' name that I do pray, and amen. There's several things in here. They was praising the Lord at first. Everything that they've done, they was praising the Lord for what he had done. Same thing that I want you to understand. Can you find yourself in the scripture reading today? I want to pinpoint verse 15. Because of their sin, God gave them leanness of their soul. Is your soul lean this morning? I don't know that. Only you can know that. They soon forgot his works. They did not wait for his counsel. Can we see that in our lives today? But lusted exceedingly in the wilderness and tested God in the desert and gave them their request, but sent leanness to their soul. They soon forgot his works. Israel moved quickly from faith and celebration of God's works to ungratefulness and disobedience. Their lust after physical material things, lust exceedingly, was an important factor in this. Numbers 11. Refresh our memories here. Verse number 4. In their midst, multitude that was among them fell lusting, and the children of Israel wept again and said, who shall give us flesh to eat? We remember the fish which we did eat in Egypt freely, the cucumbers and the melons and the leeks and the onions and the garlic, but now our soul is dried up. There's nothing at all beside the manna before our eyes. They've had blessings over blessings over blessings in their life, and they were still whining in the desert. They were still whining in the wilderness. We got to understand that we don't do that today. When God blesses us, continue to praise his name. Even if he doesn't bless us, he saved our soul. If we have nothing else in life that God's blessed us, he sent his son Jesus Christ to die on the cross for us and none other. He don't have to do anything for me. He asked, can I help you? As a father would give to his son. We've talked about that. Greg talked about that this morning, I believe. He's going to give the best gifts, better than I could give. But we don't even ask his counsel anymore. We just do what we want to do and then come back and say, hey, I better seek the Lord after I've done messed up. We need to continue to seek his counsel at all times. The time we wake up, there's times, I know each and every one of you, sometimes we'll wake up at midnight or at 3 o'clock in the morning. Sometime the Lord's working with you, dealing with you and saying, pray for this individual, or telling you to testify or teach or preach about certain things. It's on your heart, and you wake up and you wish you had something you could write down real quick, because of the time you go back to sleep, I'm talking about myself here, I forget that. Amen? I have to write it down, or say it like five times in my spirit, something, leanness, leanness, leanness. What does he want me to talk about? Leanness. I'm not lean this morning in physical nature. I don't want my soul to be leanness as well. I want it to be fat. In Isaiah, we'll get to that in a little bit. Soon forgot his works. In honor of deliverance from faith ministered by sight and strong, it is easy to sing. When we're having a great, blessed day in the Lord, it's easy to sing his praises, is it not? But when we get down, should be the same. He's the same God. But directly our strain and stress return, the past of God's might is forgotten, and his counsel is not sought. We need to seek God in everything. As soon as we feet hit the floor, even before, we need to seek the Lord and thank him so much for the breath of life. It is easy that way with you. Is it that way with you? Can you see God's miracles, but the first sign of a new trial, you forget what God's done for us? And soon rebellion comes against us and say, I don't know if God will get me through that. We second guess God. All things are impossible. All things are possible with God, but with man, nothing's possible. Amen? Nothing's possible. Psalm 78, he brought streams also out of the rock and caused waters to run down like rivers. Here comes the blessings, amen? He brought streams and rivers in our own lives, ain't that right? But do we really hold on to that? And they sinned yet more against him by provoking the Most High in the wilderness. And they tempted God in their heart by asking meat for their lust. Yea, they spake against God. They said, can God furnish a table in the wilderness? God could do anything he wants, amen. He could give us manna. He could give us blessings no matter where we're at. We don't have to be in church to get a blessing. Amen. They lusted exceedingly. The Hebrew for this phrase is simply repetitious of the word lust, as in they lusted a lust. They continued down that road. Do we always want more and more? I got this job, I got this money, I got this job, I want to buy this car, I want to buy this truck. Do we want more, more, more? The old saying, keep up with the Joneses, if I ain't mistaken. Larry says it best. Say it how you say it, Larry. I've never had less and felt better. Amen? The more we have, the more we have problems. Things are self-inflicted in this life. They're self-inflicted because we ask too much and want too much. But keep up with the so-called Joneses. If anybody's name's Jones in here this morning, I apologize for that. I am just saying that as a paraphrase. Tested God in the desert. The psalmist repeated this idea from which spoken of the Israelites testing God with the unbelief regarding his ability to provide for their needs in the wilderness. Again, back to Numbers 11. And say thou unto the people, now God's talking to him, sanctify yourselves against tomorrow, and ye shall eat flesh, for ye have wept in the ears of the Lord, saying, who shall give us flesh to eat? For it was well with us in Egypt. Therefore the Lord will give us flesh, and we shall eat. How many times you've heard people that give their heart to the Lord and say, man, it's rougher than it was when I wasn't saved. The devil wasn't on you then, right? The devil's on you as soon as you give your heart to the Lord. You know, you've seen several people, especially in revival, will sit back here in that pew and they're just shaking like this, afraid to let go of that because the devil has them right there in bondage. Amen? He gave them request, but sent leanness to their soul. God gave the Israelites the meat they craved, yet meat was also sent with the associated curse. And what they wanted became something bad. The prodigal son and Lot are two other examples of those who received what they wanted but came ruined because of it. Verse 31 and 32, Numbers. And there went forth a wind from the Lord and brought quails from the sea and let them fall by the camp, as it were a day's journey on this side and as it were a day's journey on the other side around about the camp. And it were 2 cubits high upon the face of the earth. And the people stood up all that day and all that night and all the next day, and they gathered the quails. He gathered least 10 homers, and they spread them all abroad for themselves around about the camp. And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a great plague. And he called the name of this place Kibroth Hattaavah, because they have buried the people that lusted. They cried, the city means the graves of greediness. God gave them what they wanted. They prayed, they cried out to the Lord, self-inflicted. Is what happened here. They wasn't satisfied with the manna. The God was giving them blessings. See, they wanted something more, something that they had in Egypt, something they had in the world. We need to get out of that. If the new man is upon us, the old man is dead. Does he try to come up every now and then? Absolutely. We are still in the flesh. He gave them a request. For whoever sets his hot desires in self-willed fashion on materials and good and succeeds in securing their gratification gains, the loss of withered spiritual nature. The more you put what you want in the world, the worldly things, your treasures are not in heaven. Your treasures are in this world. We need to get out of that mindset. We need to renew the mind daily, like Paul had said, and continue to seek the Lord, seek his counsel. In Isaiah, wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight in its fatness. We need to be fatness. Our souls need to be fat in the Lord. We need to feed our souls every time, every day. We need to feed our soul. Our physical bodies are going to die. We see that. We feel that. Our spirit's going to live somewhere. Let's make it fat in the Lord. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, but with many of them God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things were our examples, to the intent we should not lust after evil things, as they also lusted. Ephesians chapter 4. This I say therefore, testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their own mind. What did Solomon say? Vanity and vanity for vanities. Always vanity. Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of their blindness of their heart, who being past filling have given themselves over to lasciviousness, to work all the uncleanness and greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ. If so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, as truth is in Jesus Christ. That's what we was talking about this morning. That you put off concerning the former conversations the old man, which is corrupt according to deceitful lust, and ye renew in the spirit of your mind, that ye put on the new man, which is after God, is created in righteousness and truth and holiness. We need to put the whole armor of God on. We need to put Jesus Christ on. Keep him on. We need to continue to strive for holiness, just like Christ said, be holy as I am holy. And I want to go with 1 Kings for a minute, because there's a gentleman in the Bible that you know that was rich, had everything, he was wise. 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 14. We're talking about who? King Solomon. Praise the Lord. Amen. I looked this up. Solomon was worth $2.1 trillion. I can't even fathom that. Verse 14 in 1 Kings. Now the weight of gold came Solomon 1 year was 666 talents of gold. I'm going to pause right there. There's something in that verse if you read it. I'm not going on it right now, but if you read it, just like that by itself, we're going to read on. There's something there. God hadn't put it on my heart yet. Beside that, they had all the merchantsmen and all the traffic of the spice merchants of all the kings of Arabia and all the governors of the country. King Solomon made 200 talents of beaten gold, 600 shekels of gold went to one target. And he made 300 shields of beaten gold, 3 pounds of gold went to one shield, and the king put them in the house of the forest of Lebanon. You could read all the way down to verse 26. Solomon was a wealthy individual. He had everything he wanted. Wisdom was first, then it went to other things. 700 wives, 300 concubines, a pool, had 12 lions on the corners. He was a wealthy individual. But did he have leanness of soul? Because you could go to Ecclesiastes. last chapter, verse 7 and 8, then I'll jump down to the last two. Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return to the God who gave it. Vanities of vanities, saying the preacher, all is vanity. Verse 13, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of men. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. It didn't matter what Solomon had. All was vanity. Things we have in life is vanity unless you have your treasures up in heaven with God. You continue to help win souls for Jesus. You continue to stay on the firing line. You continue, as Jesus asked us to, help win souls for Jesus. I'm going to go to chapter 6 in Matthew. Christ is talking. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon, all the glory, was not arrayed like one of these. We're talking about the lilies of the valley, right? Amen. Solomon had everything, but still, I'm going to get, Christ is better than Solomon. Christ is the King of Kings. There was King Solomon, no one wiser other than Jesus Christ. And I'll go to chapter 12, verse 42 in Matthew as well. The queen of the south shall rise up in the judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, for she came from the uttermost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, a greater than Solomon is here. He's talking about himself. Jesus Christ is the King of glory. He's the one that shed his blood on the Calvary's cross. Some people want the cross before, they want the crown before the cross. Amen. They want, just today, that's today's society. I want all of it or I don't want none of it. I don't want a job that starts at $5 an hour. I want one that starts as much as you have, $50. Or, well, I don't make 50, I'm just saying. They want something. Hey, it'd be great to make $50 an hour, right? But vanity is all vanity, right? Amen? But what I'm saying is they want to start with the crown and not carry their cross. Then Jesus said unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man's profit if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Jesus Christ is the way to heaven. Amen. Now, as I read here this morning, have we prayed and received a blessing? I'm not talking about salvation. That's to Christian. We've received that already. We came to an old-fashioned altar someday, or we prayed in our car. Wherever we prayed, knelt down, we asked God for forgiveness, knowing that we were a sinner. But I'm asking you, have you prayed and received and went to the way of Israelites? Have you stepped out and forgot about God? Have you prayed for a better job and the Lord granted you a better job, but you didn't have time to serve him now? Maybe you prayed for a better job, and next thing you know, and I could put myself in that. I was working at Benson Truck Bodies in Mineral Wells for 12 years. Day shift job. I got to go to church every weekend. What did I pray for? To get on at the plant. What happened? I missed service. What happened? Came backslid a little bit. I went to the way of the Israelites. I wanted more money. Amen. I've been there. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. Or you prayed for a healing of a family member. and you received it. And you know that, and you know there's healing, but you fear that God might not heal this time because our bodies are going back to dust. Our soul is going to live somewhere. Your faith. I know we say faith over fear, but we have to have faith in Jesus Christ. We have to have faith that absent from the bodies be present with the Lord. We have to have that. Is your soul lean this morning? Do you want more? Do we have revival? What do we have revival for? Get fat in our soul? To get fat, we should be getting fat already before revival. We need to be praying for revival. We need to be fasting for revival. If you wait till revival comes, third day in it, you might be getting a little fat. True. And then 2 days is over. Why wouldn't it be fat to be on the first day, amen? And then have 5 days of full fatness. Or maybe better yet, maybe you pray for a child to get a good education. Maybe play baseball, football, whatever it might be. And then when's the games? Sunday. When's practice? Wednesday night. Maybe game on Wednesday night. That's not a coincidence. That's the work of the God of this world. Small g. Whatever it might be, don't let your soul get lean or starve your soul. You could be hungry, never get fed, never feel full. You could read the Bible and never read it for the right reason. That's a true statement. You need to study the Word of God. Again, we talk about this a lot. After service, you might go out to eat. Do you go out to eat and sit there, or do you go out there to eat? You come in church what? To eat. To eat the Word of God, amen? You come out to eat. You don't go there and sit and someone say, hey, what are you doing here? I'm just sitting here looking pretty. It wouldn't be me, by the way, but anyway, that's what people would say. You're here for another reason, because you're not hungry for the Word of God, amen? In closing, if you have a need, if your soul's lean, Let's get fed. Don't go the way of the Israelites and want. When you go to prayer, don't always ask for, praise the Lord when you go for prayer. Talk to Him all day long. Oh, cease without praying. That's a conversation with the Lord all the time. Asking Him in counsel all the time. They didn't do that. They went away, back to Egypt. We don't want to go back to the world. They have nothing to offer. Once you're saved by the grace of God, there is nothing there for us. He has saved our soul. Blend, if you come get a song, please. If you have a need this morning, leanness of soul, we do not want that. We want to be fat in the Lord.